Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Welcome to Power in the Word. This is Pastor Rebecca Simmons, your internet minister. And it's a blessing. It's a blessing to be with you on today. I'm a little bit out of breath because I had to run back downstairs to grab my Bible. But I'm here. I am here. And I am just so blessed be able to be with you on today. God is good and worthy to be praised. You know that I always say that, and I mean it with everything in me. The Lord has proven himself to be faithful in my life, and I am just overwhelmed with the blessings that have been pouring down into my life this year. You know, I just released a new book, Pump Up the Power, Get the Life You Want. And you can get more information about that at my website over at newlifespeakers.com. And I'm excited about it. We have a book launching coming up on June the 2nd. Find out the information. If you're in New Jersey, stop in. Stop in because it's going to be a blessed time. We have an evening of motivation planned. And it's to take you to the next level, no matter where you are in life. It is my belief that you have not tapped into your full potential. And we go from his glory to his glory to his glory. It's not over until God says it's over. I talked about that on Friday's ministry program, and you can tune in via the archives to check that out. But today I want to talk to you about laying aside the weight. We want to lay aside the weight, amen, and that includes the spiritual baggage, the spiritual junk in the trunk. That includes any extra weight that we may be carrying on our wonderfully and fearfully made forms. It may include any excess baggage that we have in regards to the people that we have in our lives. But I want to talk to you about all of that. All of that just really tapping into the mind of God and the will of God for our lives. We have to realize that Jesus Christ said in John 10:10, he said, "The thief comes to steal, to kill, and destroy." He said, "But I have come so that you might have life and have that life more abundantly." And that's what I'm talking about. I'm talking about living life to the fullest, not being hindered by anything, not being hindered by anything. I don't want anything hanging on to me that's going to weigh me down and stop me from walking into the fullness of all that God has for me to have, be, and do. And that's what I want to encourage you on today, to have that same attitude that you're not going to let anything stop you. You're not going to let anyone stop you from being, doing, and having all that God has called you to be, do, and have. So I want to open up the phone lines for you to ask questions, for you to share your wisdom, or for you to give a testimony about how you have had to drop some weight in your life. You know, even some of our relationships have been a hindrance to what God has for us, and some of us are in relationships that we should have ended a long, long, long time ago, but we've been holding on because it's familiar, because we feel like we can't do any better, or because we feel like we've been in it so long that we might as well stay in it. But I want to tell you that that is not the truth. That is a deception. It's an illusion that's false. Amen. And if you are just being in something just to be in it, and it has long since lost its allure, then I'm here to tell you that it's not by chance that you are listening to my voice right now, but the Lord is trying to tell you something. He wants to tell you that it's time for a change. Amen. Because the Bible tells us that we should do everything that we do as unto the Lord. We should do everything that we do with our whole heart, amen. We should put our whole heart into everything that we do, amen. So I want to start with prayer, and then we're going to jump right in. The call-in number is 646-652-4832, 646-652-4832, and you can call in to talk to me about laying aside the weight. I'm going to be sharing with you about my testimony as to how the Lord has just really been stripping me down. But before I get into that, let's go ahead and pray. Let us go ahead and pray. Father God, I praise your holy name. Lord God, I worship you. I magnify your name. You are worthy. You are worthy to be praised. There's none like you, Lord. And I give you the full glory, honor, and praise for all that you have done in my life and all that you continue to do. I ask that you use me, Lord God, to speak to the listener right now and help me to speak and to impart some wisdom that you have allowed me to glean from my life into the life of those who will listen to this program. I ask, Father God, that you be glorified during this 30 minutes and let your will be done. Speak, Lord. Speak, Lord. It's only you can speak and free those who are in captivity, even captivity to certain habits and certain hindrances that have kept them bound up for so long. I come against the spirit of habit, of bad habits right now in the name of Jesus and ask, Lord, that you will help us to be free and free indeed. So, Father, I give this time to you and ask that you have your way. Have your way. Let your will be done. And at the end of this time, at the end of the day, I will be sure to give you the glory, the honor, and the praise. And it's in the precious name of Jesus Christ that I lift this prayer up to you. Amen. Amen. And praise God. Hallelujah. So we're here today to talk about laying aside the weight. If you have your Bible, I want you to turn with me to the book of Hebrews. Let's start out with a foundational scripture, the book of Hebrews, chapter 12. And it's amazing because everything that you deal with in life, God has something about it written in the Bible. Amen. There is something in the Bible for every situation, for every circumstance, for every condition. Amen. There's something in the Bible that God wants to deal with you regarding. Amen. That particular thing. So have your ear inclined to hear what thus says the Lord. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1 says, therefore, since we are surrounded by such a cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles, and let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us. Amen. Let us fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy set before him endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Consider him who endured such opposition from sinful men, so that you will not grow weary and lose heart. Amen. And I'm going to stop right there. Amen. Amen. And I want to talk to you. I want to talk to you about what is hindering you. What's hindering you from moving into the fullness of everything that God has for you. And here in Hebrews, the Lord is revealing to us that we must, in order to run this race, we must lay aside every hindrance, every weight that so easily besets us, everything that stands in the way of us having that life and having that life more abundantly, everything that stops us from fulfilling the purpose for which we were called, everything that comes against us to try to destroy us, that attaches itself to us. And you know, you will have attitudes and ideas that will attach themselves to you to hinder you from moving forward. So one thing that we have to be conscious of that can hinder us, one thing that can hinder you is habits, old ways of doing things, an old mentality, the way that you used to think about things, negative people speaking into your life and speaking into your situation, and thinking, a negative thought process that you have developed over the course of years. And just like it took years to develop these habits and these relationships and these thought processes that are not in compliance with the will of God for your life and that are not in confirmation to the word of God for your life, just as it took years to develop these habits and these thought processes and to have these relationships where these people are in your life that really are not doing you any good, but actually they're actually bringing you down as opposed to lifting you up, you know, negative people who are always telling you what you can't do, what you shouldn't do, what they wouldn't do if they were you. You know, there are people that will attach themselves to you, and their whole job is to be that crab in the barrel that's going to keep you from going over the top of the barrel. Amen. Hence, you're escaping that low way of living, that low way of thinking, and that low way of functioning. But now you have gotten out of the barrel, and you have gotten free. Amen. You've gotten free, so you don't stand the risk of being cooked. Amen. Amen. You don't stand the risk of being cooked alive, because that's what happens to crabs. And I'm laughing a little bit, because this is a revelation that the Lord has just now given me. I've never heard this before. And it's hitting me like rhema word. That's what happens to crabs in the barrel. They end up getting cooked alive. They end up in hot water. Amen. And we are better than that. You were born for a purpose greater than that. You are purpose and destined for more than that. It is not God's plan for you to be cooked alive, for you to be and find yourself in hot water, to find yourself in dire circumstances. So here I'm talking about getting rid of people, and the Lord just has me sitting on this right now, because I guess maybe, perhaps there are some of you that have some people in your lives that are not celebrating you. These people are not even tolerating you, but they are there to sabotage your success. Amen, to stop you from going over the top, to stop you from escaping that crabs in the barrel lifestyle, amen, where you find yourself in hot water, where you find yourself being cooked alive, where you find yourself surrounded by other people who can't seem to make a way out. They're stuck. You find yourself stuck in the midst of a whole bunch of other people who find themselves stuck. Amen. And that's not God's will. That's not God's plan. God tells us in the Bible, in the book of Jeremiah, chapter 29, verse 11, he says, I come to prosper you. My plan is to prosper you, to give you success. That's what prosper means, to give success to give you success, to prosper you and not to harm you, to give you a hope in the future and to give you hope for your future. And your future is good, amen, because we have inherited the promises of Abraham, where God says, I'm going to make your name great. I'm going to make your name great. I'm going to bless you so that you can be a blessing. And I will curse those who curse you, and I will bless those who bless you. And he said, I'm going to make nations, I'm going to draw nations unto you. This was, he was talking to the Israelites, the nation of the people of Israel, to Abraham and Abraham's seed. But we inherited the promises of Abraham by faith. Amen. By believing in God, and this is what I want to say to you, believe God, believe his word, believe God's word, because God tells us in his word that he says, as the rain comes and the snow come down to water the earth, so that this, the earth will flourish and bud, and so that there will be seed for the sower and bread for the eater, he says, so is my word, he said. You know, just like the water and the snow come down to water the earth, and it's a chain reaction where the earth drinks in the water that is provided by God through the rain and the snow, and that earth begins to flourish and bud, amen, and then from the buds, amen, the grain develops, amen, and the trees and all of that, all of those things begin to grow, to prosper, and that provides seed for the sower, amen. So in other words, it provides more seed for those who are already sowing and bread for the eater, amen. In other words, as you sow your seed, then God will provide for everything else. As you seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, as you sow in righteousness, God will provide everything else for you, amen. And I pray that you're getting this. This is something you have to catch. That is a chain reaction. In the same way, God's word, he said, will not come back to him without prospering that to which he sent it. Amen. And that's in the book of Isaiah. Amen. That his word will do what he sent it out to do. Amen. And he sends his word out to prosper you. Amen. To give you success in every area of your life. And that's Isaiah 55, amen, verse. And I like to start with verse 8, where God talks about his thoughts being higher than your thoughts, amen. His plans being higher than your plans, amen. But the ground yields seed to the sower and bread for the eater. And as God's word begins to rain down and to pour down into your life and to pour down onto your ear gates, into your hearing, as his word comes to you, as he sends out his word to your life, his word will do what he sent it to do. Amen. His word will change your life for the better, for the more better. Let's just put it like that, because Jesus said, I didn't just come to make your life better. I came to make it more better. Amen. I came to give you life, to give you life and to give you that life more abundantly. So to give you life and to give you life more abundantly, because a lot of us were just dead. We were just dead before we met Jesus. We were the walking dead. Amen. But he came to give us life for those dead situations. You know those dead situations, your relationships, your hope, your marriage, your parenting life, you know, your children, your everything about you was dead before you met Jesus Christ, and Jesus came to give you life in that deadness, amen, in that dead situation, and not only to give you a life, not just any old life, but a more better life, amen, a more abundantly life, more exceedingly and abundantly above all that you can think, ask, or imagine. So I was talking about just getting rid of people that will come to try to pull you down. And the next thing that you have to remember is that you can't believe everybody's report. You know, there's a song, Whose Report Will You Believe? I'm going to believe the report of the Lord. Amen. So you have to get to a point in your life where you decide, I'm going to believe the report of the Lord. I know what my circumstances say. I know what the bill collectors are saying, and I know what my husband or my wife, I know what they say, and I know what the statistics say. I know what this report says. I know what the doctors say, but I can't believe that. I'm going to believe the report of the Lord, and I know what my own mind is saying to me, but I'm not even going to believe my mind. I'm going to believe what is written in his word, because as I just read to you, Isaiah, from the book of Isaiah, God's word will not come back to him void. It won't come back empty. Amen. So in other words, God sends his word out to bring back something for him. Amen. And thank you, Lord, for that revelation. It's not for you so much. God blesses you to be a blessing. Amen. He blesses you and makes your name great so that men and women can look on your life and glorify his name. Amen. And he blesses you because he loves you. But it's more so that he can get the glory in your life because of that love, so that other people could know that God loves them like that also, and that God is no respecter of person. But his word is going to prosper that to which he sent it, amen, so that when that word comes back to him, it comes back to him to glorify his name, amen. Praise the Lord. You can call in, and I have about 12 more minutes. For the next 12 minutes, the phone lines are open. And this is Pastor Rebecca Simmons coming to you with Power in the Word. And I'm talking about laying aside every weight that hinders you from moving into the fullness of what God has for you. And I want to talk about my testimony for a little while. The number that you can call me at while I go into this next section of the show is 646-652-4335. I gave you the wrong number. Maybe that's why you couldn't call before. 646-652-4832 will get you in. 646-652-4832. And you can call that number for the next 10 minutes. I'm sorry if some of you have been trying to call the wrong number. That was actually my number to call into the show. But for you, it would be the 646-652-4832. Number to call into the ministry program and begin to share with me about what God is saying to you through what I'm saying. But he wants you to lay aside the hindrance. Another weight could be fear. Fear. You're afraid of moving out in faith, and that's a big weight. A fear, it can add a lot of weight to you, amen, to the point where you're just scared. You're just scared. And instead of pressing through the fear, which it takes strength and endurance, but that's okay, because God says in our weakness, When we're weak, then his strength is made perfect. That's what Paul says. He said, I don't boast on my strength, but I boast in my weakness. Because when I'm weak, then God is strong. Amen. I'm strong through the strength that's being provided to me by the power of the Lord. Amen. 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 And speaking of power, you got some power. You have some power. The power to get rid of fear, to push through fear. So I say press through fear. Do it afraid. And don't feel guilty because you're scared. Amen. God says, fear didn't come from me. I didn't give you the spirit of fear, but I gave you a spirit of love, power, and a sound mind. But you have to remember, he said, I didn't give you that spirit of fear. And look at this through spiritual eyes. God would not have talked to us about fear had he not known that fear was something that we would be faced with. As a matter of fact, in that scripture, Paul is talking to Timothy about fear. And he's telling Timothy, don't be afraid, because God didn't give that to you. That's from the devil. Timothy was scared. Timothy was scared all of the time. He was very timid and very afraid of the call that was on his life, and afraid of the power that he possessed, and afraid of what people were going to say about him. If the truth were to be told, Timothy was scared. Amen. And as the truth were to be told, a lot of us get scared. I get scared sometimes, and I know that you get scared sometimes. But we don't have to stay in scared, because we can press through to courage. Amen. The courage in the Lord, confidence in God and His Word. His Word. God wants to fulfill His Word in your life. In Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 12, He says, I'm watching to make sure that my Word is fulfilled. Amen. God is watching. And he said in Isaiah 55, remember, that his word would not come back to him void. Amen. His word is going to do what he sent it to do. God will do what he said he would do. I just want you to get that on today. And then fear and doubt. Trust God. Trust God. Amen. And then I want to talk to you about the weight your form that's on your body. You're wonderfully and fearfully made. Amen. And Paul talked about beating his body into subjection because he had a race to run. Amen. So what I'm saying to you is that if you are overweight, you need to consider losing the extra weight, laying aside the weight that hinders you. Let me tell you, there are different ways that weight can hinder you. One, you can have a low sense of self-worth because you have extra weight on you. So you're not standing in the boldness and the confidence that you normally would if you did not have an extra pound. It's not as easy to put on the clothes that you would want to wear in order to feel good. You know, sometimes a new dress or a new outfit will make especially women, I don't know, I think men too, men just won't admit it, but a new outfit, a new suit, a new dress will boost your morale and make you feel better about yourself. But how depressing is it to go into a store to go shopping for clothes and you can't fit anything on the rack? And I know I've experienced this where I had to buy 1X and 2X and everything had to be extra large. And you know, I got to the point where I was sick and tired of being sick and tired and always talking about wanting to lose weight and trying to lose weight and not being able to lose weight. But look at what was coming out of my mouth. And that's what I want to talk to you about, the words that you speak out of your mouth. Make sure that you're professing positive words out of your mouth. There is power in the words that come out of your mouth, just like God talks about the words that come out of his mouth not coming back to him void. The spoken word, I believe, has power. When you're speaking words of negative confession, guess who was the main person hearing those words? You are. Amen. So if you're speaking out of your mouth, I can't do this, I'll never make it, I'll never lose this weight, I'm not smart enough, I don't have the right credentials, I'm stupid, you know. I'm so silly. I'm crazy. I'm losing my mind. I'm going out of my head. I'm out of control. I'm weak in this area. You know, when you begin to confess those, I can't help myself, okay? So these are some of the things that we begin to confess. I'm broke. You know, that's another thing that we confess. I have no money. I'm poor. You know, I'm pathetic. You know, I'm horrible. I'm bad. You know, all of these things, when we begin to confess these things out of our mouths, we are speaking, well, you're really talking first and foremost to yourself. You may be saying it to someone else, but the words that you speak out of your mouth, they bounce back to you. And then what am I talking about? It's not mystical. It's not magical. It's not New Age. Don't, you know, I'm never going down. I've been there. I've been down that road. So I'm not teaching you about the power of the universe. I'm talking to you about the power of the spoken word. As you speak those words out of your mouth, as you declare these things over your life, they are being received in your own ear gates. So they're coming, you're hearing these words coming right back to you. And as you are saying them, there's something that happens on the inside of you where your psyche begins to believe the words that you have spoken over your own life. So if you say, I'm fat or I'm stupid, then you're speaking these words back into your subconsciousness. So you're programming yourself to actually believe what you're saying. So it's a vicious cycle. You believe it in your mind. You speak it out of your mouth. You receive it into your ear gates, and you believe it in your mind. So you speak it out of your mouth, and you believe it in your ear gates, and then you believe it in your mind. Amen. So a lot of people believe things that are spoken over them, and they begin to receive these things as truth. And that's where you have to put the pedal to the metal on the brakes and say, stop it. Just stop it. I'm not going to speak these things out of my mouth anymore. That's why the Bible tells us to think on whatsoever things are good, pure, noble, and positive, whatsoever things are of a good report. For instance, in the book of Numbers, and I don't have the scripture in front of me, but in the book of Numbers, God sent the Israelites out to survey the land, and they came back, and God said, this is the promised land. I'm going to give you this overflowing with milk and honey. And they went out to survey the land, but there were some people in there mightier than they were, bigger than they were, more prestigious than they were, and they came back with a bad report and said, those people are better than we are. They're bigger and stronger and more prestigious than we are. They're mightier than we are, and we seem as grasshoppers in their eyes and also in our own eyes. Amen. So their own perception of themselves was like, we can't do it. We're not capable. We're too small. We're too weak. We can't do it. We're not able. And they actually bought into the lie, amen, of negativity that had been spoken to themselves out of their own mouths, received into their ear gates, and believed in their heart, amen. It's what you believe. Your belief system is powerful, what you believe in your heart. And I'm running out of time. I didn't get a chance to talk about losing weight. My testimony is that I've been working and trying to lose weight, but I had to make up my mind that I am losing weight, that I am 3 John 2, prospering and being in good health even as my soul prospers. And you have to make up your mind that you're not going to try to lay aside the weight. You're not going to try to remove the hindrances. You're not going to try to lose weight and be healthy. But you are going to do it, and you are prospering and being in good health, even as your soul prospers. Put the word on it. The Bible tells us in the book of 2 Corinthians 10:5 to take every thought captive and make it obedient to Christ. Amen. So make every thought obedient to the word of God. You are not stuck. You are not stuck. You are not hopeless, and you can do. You really can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. Amen. Amen and praise God. I hope you receive it today. I hope that you're receiving this word on today. God's plan is that you should have life and have that life more abundantly. You should not be overweight, because being overweight is going to lead you to be sick. You're going to have diabetes and high blood pressure and all of that stuff. And if it's a thyroid problem, go to the physician and pray while you take that medication. God can heal you. He can heal you in the name of Jesus. But if it's just a self-control problem, then you have the power to do something about that, because you have the fruit of self-control. That's the fruit of the Spirit. It's the fruit of self-control. Amen. And you can do something about it. But I want to, before I go off the air, I want to read to you from 2 Corinthians chapter 10. Amen. 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 2. I beg you that when I come, I may not have to be as bold as I expect to be towards some people who think that we live by the standards of this world. For though we live in the world, we do not wage war as the world does. The weapons we fight with are not the weapons of the world. On the contrary, they have divine power to demolish strongholds. We demolish arguments and every pretension that sets itself up against the knowledge of God. And we take every thought captive to make it obedient to Christ. And we will be ready to punish every act of disobedience once our obedience is complete. Amen. You are looking only on the surface of things. If anyone is confident that he belongs to Christ, he should consider again that we belong to Christ just as much as he. Amen. But I want to just share with you that verse 5, amen. We demolish arguments and every pretension that sets itself up against the knowledge of God, and we take captive every thought to make it obedient to Christ. Amen. And we will be ready to punish every act of disobedience once your obedience is complete. Amen. Amen. So you have to get to a point where you are taking every thought captive and making it obedient to Christ, making it obedient to the Word of God, making it obedient to the power, the divine power that dwells on the inside of you. Amen. You can do it. You can do it. And one more scripture from the book of Romans 12:2 says, I beseech you, brethren, to be not conformed any longer to the things of this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. Amen. And commit your body to God as a living sacrifice. Your body is the temple of God. And sin and all of these other elements that are hindering you, especially gluttony, okay, overeating, it's gluttony, and that's a sin. These things hinder you from moving into the fullness of everything that God has for you. Amen. So those things have no place in the temple. Your body does not belong to you. It is the temple of God. Amen. I want you to win the race. Amen. I want you to win the race. So I'm beseeching you to lay aside the sin and lay aside all of those habits and all of those thought patterns that hinder you from moving into the fullness of everything that God has for you. And then run this race. Run this race, fight the good fight of faith, knowing that you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you, knowing that you can have that best life possible, that Christ came and lived and died and got up again with all power in his hands so that you can have, amen, amen. I could just go on and on and on and on because I don't feel like I even scraped the surface, but I'm going to be obedient to time and just remind you on today to lay aside the weight that so easily besets you and to make the most out of every single opportunity. I'm also going to tell you today, my sister and my brother, that God loves you, and so do we here at Power in the Word. Peace.